All right. Very good.
Thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
Yeah, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Okay. So, your Local Splash.
Yes, sir. With that little building right next to Google.
Okay. All right. That's why. All right. Okay. So what I was just talking to her, we're talking 30 miles radius around Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Or actually, wouldn't be better to do if it's easier, could you do a 45 mile radius around the town of Keota, Oklahoma, K-E-O-T-A.
Yeah.
That's actually where we're all from. It's that we work a lot at Fort Smith. Fort Smith is our big town. It's about 30 minutes. That's where all the work is.
Gotcha. Okay. So the way it works, Michael, is Google's going to have us send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. I don't know if you've seen that before. But you get up to 50 miles from that address. So you can customize it. So you could cut out areas. If there's areas you don't want to go to, or you could put a point of emphasis on certain areas or zip codes, if you want to focus on them, if it's like high end area that you want to focus on, right? And then,
now here's the thing, I get real busy and I'm not detailed oriented. In other words, I'm not going to see that letter come in the mail, pick it up, sit down. I'm not sitting at a desk. I'm out in the field. The only reason we're not, I mean, you've seen the weather in my area. I don't know. It's not like 15 degrees outside. So that's the only reason I'm answering my phone and talking to you.
Yeah. No, I hear you. No, I hear you. If you don't do the PIN, there's other ways around it. They could text it to you. There's a verification form that you could just fill out. You fill out the form and send it into Google. But we got to get you verified. The verification is it's going to mark your center location geographically, and then you could cover 50 miles from there in 15 different keywords or services.
Okay, I guess. If it comes from Keota, Oklahoma.
Right, that's what it's showing. Google has you in Keota at 74941.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Because there's towns that are 50 miles away that are fairly good size, like McAllister, Oklahoma, almost. I'm not going to go there for a job. I got so much work here. I'm not trying to drive an hour.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I hear you. The idea is just to make sure that you always have job opportunities no matter what. You know, I'm not saying it's designed for the dying business, but. You know, we want to build your reputation, get your reviews up there. You know, I'm sure you've probably been doing work for a while. We should have a bunch of reviews on you, but we just haven't done anything like this. So it's kind of.
No, I don't have. Honestly, I guess it's kind of sad. I don't advertise. I don't even have a Facebook. Or I have a Facebook, but it's not active.
Yeah, it's good. It can help your bottom line a lot. You know, it's been the most profitable way to connect with your consumers for the last 17 years.
That's what everybody keeps telling me. They said, I couldn't imagine what y'all would be doing if you actually had a Google or Facebook or advertise. I don't even pass out business cards anymore.
Wow. Well, you know, it's so easy too. Google partners, Google's made it so easy for business owners like you who don't want to hop on a computer, or do all this extra stuff. Literally, we do it all. Like you literally just have to answer the phone and try to get good reviews. That's it. If you could do those two things, then we'll make it work for you. We do all the computer work, all the verification. Every now and then we might ask you a question just to make sure we're getting you the right people.
That's fine. Well, what's it cost?
Normally it's $4.99, but I could get it reduced to $2.99 month to month. It's about $10 a day if you break it down. But the kind of work that you do, it's so easy to offset. I mean, even if you're going through cherry picking these jobs, you know, I'm pretty sure the first job you accept, you're going to offset the cost of the campaign for maybe a couple months at a time.
Understood. But like I said, here's what's going to happen to me. I'll just be honest with you. When March comes, I'm going to be turning down. I'm going to actually be cherry picking. Sorry. I'm actually going to do cherry picking jobs. I have already bid. People are like, yes, I want you to do it. And I've already told them, listen, you just get in line. If I can get to you, I will. If I can't, I can't.
Yeah.
These are guys that I work with on a regular basis. So
yeah,
I just
that's
don't
normal,
know that come
Michael.
Off.
Every guy on the first page is doing that. But what I can tell you is every guy on the first page is not buying leads from Home Advisor by Angie's. Once you're on that first page, you won't need those kind of things anymore. You can just leave, get rid of that.
No, I don't. I was not satisfied with them at all. So you're wanting to sell me this for $300 a month.
Yep, that'll cover you for the 50 miles, windows, gutters, siding, all 15 keywords. And the website.
All right, is there a way, let me ask you this, is there a way to reduce this, say, let's just say Fort Smith, Arkansas. And from the center of Fort Smith, Arkansas, it's a 15-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
Would that reduce? Or is that not enough?
It doesn't necessarily reduce the rate, right? A local listing is a local listing, and then how you set it up is based on your parameters. So sometimes businesses, they buy a $4.99 local listing like this, and they only want to cover 20 miles because they're in the middle of New York City. You know what I mean? They don't want to cover that much ground with millions of people.
Yeah.
So, and then there's other guys where they're kind of out in the sticks, and they want the full 50 miles. So it doesn't necessarily affect the pricing structure on a local listing. It's just affecting how we customize and accommodate you.
So what you're saying is, let's round it up. $300 a month. Mm-hmm. How does the billing work?
It's a one-time payment each month. Yeah. It's a one-time payment each month. So it's just $2.99 exactly. There's no other charges. There's no other like lead fees, click fees, call fees. There's not even an extra tax to the purchase. And then we send you over the invoice receipt, so that way you can have it documented as a business expense since it is Google advertising. And then we send a full agreement in writing.
It'll be with a business credit card. I mean, I'll give my credit card statements to my tax guy, and it's everything's there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's cool to send something. I mean, it's a big, yeah, I'll write it. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's buy 3 months, one quarter. So let's start, let's say we're first week in January. We'll do January, February, March. But let's just see, by the time it really, really picks up for me, mm-hmm. let me see what this has done. And you guys reach back out. Because I don't want you billing me again, though, okay? I'm going to pay for 3 months. And then at the end of that 3 months, you guys can get a hold of me and say, hey, your subscription or whatever has expired. Do you want to buy another 3 months? Or do you want to just make this a part deal? Would that work for y'all?
Yeah, it'll work for me personally. I'll put you on my calendar. I'll call you myself. Usually we don't do that. They have it set up month to month, but we can go 3 months at a time. And then I'll call you the day before the 3 months is up. And if you want to keep going, we'll keep going.
Okay, I like that. That way I don't, I get real busy, and if I right now my wife's not here and if she's not watching me do this,
mm-hmm.
she's not going to know that I did it, and I'm going to forget to tell her, and then she's going to ask me in a year from now, hey, what was all these charges, $3,600 worth of splash?
Local splash.
So
yeah. I mean, she could look us up. We got a 20-year track record, so if she looks up Local Splash, I mean, she could see all the reviews. We've been around a long time. It's not some little tiny company. But I'll send you my direct number and extension, too, so that way you have it. And then, you know, if you guys have questions or she has questions, you could always call me directly, too.
Hey, let me ask you this. Now that I'm doing this, am I going to continue to get from about my Google?
No.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's
okay. This will be I'm going to change. I'm going to put you down as Google Splash. Okay.
Yeah, that works.
And your name is.
My name is John. Looks like the Bible. Just John, and then the last name's Hill. I'm actually the director here, so you know, rarely do I have to set up the accounts. I got a ton of reps that work for me, but you know, you're talking to the lead. Yeah.
Okay, I got you in here safe so that if I decide, hey, I want to expand or I need some help with this, I can call you. Now, let's get this paid for. Now, what I want to know is...
All right. Well, let me create your account first, Michael. Okay. Your last name's Kristenberry?
Yeah, C-H-R-I. Oh, you probably got it there.
Yeah, I got it. I got the whole business name there. I just want to make sure. And then what's your email address where I could send a receipt and everything in writing?
Okay. This is going to be kind of long.
I'm ready.
But it basically, it stands for C and L Home Exteriors. And it's C-A-N-D-L Home Exteriors.
Okay.
At gmail.com, of course.
Oh, that's easy.
That's
Google Gmail, mail, yeah?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. And then the address is still accurate in Kyoto? The 20452 North County Road, 4600?
No, we switched all our business stuff to a post office box.
Okay, so, but we can't do that on Google, though. It doesn't work that way. They send you a postcard in the mail. So I can use this Kyoto address and send you that postcard, but I'll hide the address online so people can't see it.
Okay, please do.
Yeah, because we can't send your Google pin to the P.O. box. It won't work.
I got you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's in
Kyoto. Yeah,
that's fine. I don't want everybody pulling up my home address.
They won't have it. They'll just have the city, estate, and zip on your listing, though. It will say Kyoto, Oklahoma, 74941. It's okay?
Yeah, perfect. Go with that 2045.
Okay, I got you. All right, perfect. And then how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay.
Yeah, that's usually the only time I'm going to get phone calls when they want them. Quote, basically. Anybody's looking for me, it's during the day and they're wanting me to come bid their house. And, you know, they're not trying to call me at midnight.
Okay. All right. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I keep forgetting about that. I need to get that set up.
Okay. We can go cash and check right now, but if you want to change it later, just let me know.
Yeah, no, do cash, check, and card.
Okay.
That's not something hard. Well, that's not real hard to set up. I can't. Somebody was explaining that to me. It's pretty simple.
Okay. Let me go ahead and save. All right. I got you all set up here. Yeah, it's pretty easy, though. If you already have a business account, you just go into the bank, and they'll get you a merchant processing set up. The hard part is if you're not tech savvy, though, you got to get one of those, like, card skimmers that hooks up to your phone and, you know, it's better to get the ones where they just punch in the number with you. You can just give them your phone, and they'll just punch it in, pay you.
Yeah, 2.5% and all that.
Yeah, that's the crummy part. Yeah, they got a percentage for everything. Good old taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I have your business profile created. The first 3 months, it's going to be $897. It's $299 times 3.
Okay.
Okay. How did you want to do that?
I got a business credit card. Just a second.
Okay.
This is actually Kristenberry Siding and Construction. Still haven't changed that name over. Where are we at here? Give me a second to find this. There we go. Okay, you got some numbers for you.
Ready.
42, 46, 31, 53.
Okay.
0876.
Oh.
No.
You cut out.
Let me start all over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we're going to do this about 3 times, okay? I've had to do this before. The area I'm in is terrible. Okay.
Okay.
From the beginning. 4246.
4246.
3153.
Okay.
0815.
Okay.
7633.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0326.
26. Okay, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
755.
Okay. You said it was 0326 and then 755?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then there is a voice verification that I got to walk you through. Just as added protection for you, it's going to outline the agreement since we're doing the three-month prepay, and then I'm going to send this to you in writing so that way you have it all documented if the the missus ever asks what we're doing. They're telling me, though, like, just to run this by you, okay? You don't have to jump on it, Michael. I'm just going to run this by you. They said that if you want to do you're doing 3 months for $897, right? If you want to do 6 months, they said that I can give you 6 months for $1,500, which is basically what you'd pay for 5 months. And they said that I could also, you could also do a year for $2,700. If you want to do the year for $2,700, that'll actually save you about $1,100.
Let's do these three months.
Okay.
And go from there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make you an offer at the end of the 3 months. Because I know you're going to love it. I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. The stuff you're using now uses Google advertising to get leads to sell you, you know. So I'll set up a call, though, in 3 months, and then I can make you an offer on those 6 and 12 months at that time once you're all happy and feel good. Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
We got a security question on here. This is in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps when they call you, or vice versa, if they want to verify your identity. So you got three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with the city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born?
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Fort Smith. Local guy. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. You said in Arkansas?
Yes, it's Arkansas.
Yeah. One of my best friends growing up came from Arkansas, and I learned that people from Arkansas are a different breed. That boy was something else.
I'm basically mixed of Arky and an Okie.
Yeah, that's a real unique one, huh?
Yeah, but when you're on the border, man, it's all the same.
Yeah, yeah, that's about as good old boy as you can get right there, though. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is though. Oklahoman. Yeah, you are.
All right, so I got your profile set up here. The first payment's going to go through today. It's January 9, 2025. It's going to be in the pricing structure of $897 for 3 months. When the term is completed, I'm going to contact you on April 9th just to see if you want to continue to move forward. I'll make you some offers on a 6-month or an annual prepay situation. You can discontinue or cancel our services at any time. You're not actually, even though it's a 3-month prepay that you're doing, you're not binded to a contract. So you're not contractually obligated to continue to use our services after that 3 months is up. Okay, you're only locked in for three.
Okay.
And then it says if you do want to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing's due or before April 9th, excuse me. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We don't hold anybody hostage. We do ask that if you are using our services, if you're going to add anything online, just double check with us to make sure that you're not duplicating anything or paying for something we already have. I've upgraded you to what's called a platinum package. So, you know, you got a website, you got Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You shouldn't need anything else, Michael. So the missus asked,
okay,
what does Local Splash do? It's a Google partner, and they're taking care of our online advertising, so I don't have to do it. just in the easiest terms. Now, there's a form, though. This is going to be your homework, right, that you got to fill out. And I'll text it over to you right now, and I'll text you everything in writing. We'll also email it to you, too, so that way you have it on file with your receipt there. I know you're not super tech savvy, but, you know, if you ever need to explain to the wife, I'm married, so I know how that goes, right? But if you ever got to explain it to the wife, you could always just tell her to go to your email, look up Local Splash, and it'll all be in there documented for you. Same thing with the receipt.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
I'll walk you through it.
Gotta get it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You're going to send me a form, and I'm assuming I'm going to be giving you some information about our business and what we do on that form.
That's right. License, insurance, registration, anything like that.
Oh, yeah. We're what do we call that? We are licensed. We are fully insured. I can't bill you every year.
Trust me, I know, or you wouldn't be on my line.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But, bring on that on. But what I'm wondering, as soon as I get that form filled out, again, let's say text it back. Or I might get my emails because I can, you know, it's easier for me to type sometimes on my computer.
Okay.
As soon as I get that back to you, let's say within, how long does it take that I jump on my computer sitting here at 741 area code or close to Fort Smith, let's say, and I type in vinyl siding, hardy board siding, you know, I'm sure I'm going to throw in some keywords myself on the same.
Right. Yeah.
Windows
so-
and gutters.
The first thing we're going to do is a client interview, right? So that's what I was going to schedule with you right now. So I'm just going to send you all the paperwork, but then there's a client interview. So let me show you what the paperwork looks like. And then during the client interview, they're going to go over the keywords, the area, the customization of it. We do everything step by step, make sure we're not missing anything.
Okay.
Okay. Give me 1 second. But yeah, once you're Google verified and client interview's done, PIN's done, I know you say you don't check the mail, so you might have to go through the text message to get your Google PIN verified.
Right.
That's fine.
Okay.
But we'll walk
you
through
it. I'll do
that. Yeah. I'm basically going to hold your hand through it so that, you know, we make sure that you get you up there. I got guys that are 75 years old, had a roofing company for 40 years, best roofers you could ever meet in your life, but they just don't jump on a computer. I make it work for them, you know? So I got you. Yeah. So I know you're good at what you do, and we just want to connect you with the people who are already looking for what you do, you know? That's all it is.
All right.
Yeah, we don't want them getting some fly-by-night guy just across the border.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I'll pass on that. But you should be getting some text messages. Are they coming through?
Yeah, I think this one just did.
Okay. Yeah, there'll be emails there too. Yep. Okay, right. And then I'm going to schedule this interview though. So the client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over, and then my rep will contact you and they'll walk you through it.
Okay, so we're going to try to do all this right now.
We could do it today or tomorrow. Whatever's best for your schedule.
Oh, my goodness. What is tomorrow? Friday?
Yep, tomorrow's Friday the 10th. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm paying for it. I'm going to tell my wife. So she, and I've got this number here for you.
Okay.
That you're going to help me. Because what it is I do have some stuff going on that I really need to be. No, you know what? Let's try. Let's get it done. If I'm going to spend that much money, let's. Well, can I jump? Okay, Local Splash, welcome. Let's just do it. I'm pretty fast at stuff, and I'm a fast. So maybe we'll go quicker than what I'm thinking.
Okay. Now, well, the soonest I could get you into one would be in about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not me doing it with you on the phone. It's scheduled with another representative in a separate department. They're going to customize it.
Okay, and this will all be oral stuff.
It's all over the phone. I've already let them know that you prefer calls or text messages and email last. So they'll usually just call you first and then do it over the phone.
Right.
That way you don't got to jump on it.
Okay, no. That'll work. Let's get rolling on it.
Okay.
Up for 40 minutes.
Yep.
Could be in an area where I can get it. And, let's do it, man.
Okay. Then we're going to follow up with you at the top of the hour. Look out for that phone call. They could try you up to 3 times. If they don't get a hold of you, they'll send it back to me, and then I'll blow you up if I have to. But let's just get it all knocked out, and that way this time next week we're rolling.
Yeah, that way, please do, because, I mean, if I end up in front of one of my builders, contractors, mm-hmm. I mean, I usually don't answer them. And these are the guys that write me really big fat checks.
Yeah. So, no, I understand. Hey, yeah. Everybody I work with is a business owner. That's it. So I get you.
Yeah.
There's probably a few people that are going to understand you that well. You just shoot me straight. Say, hey, this is what's going on. Call me back later. I got you.
Okay. No, that'll work. Yeah. So I'm going to let my wife's actually here now, so I'm going to let her know what to be looking forward to. And let's see what happens. Yeah, get me hooked up with all this and get me a phone call. I'll answer it.
Okay. We're going to do the website then. We'll go over your keywords then. We'll go over the service area at that time, too. So we'll circle back with you here in about 43 minutes.
All right. Sounds good, boss. Thank you.
All right, Michael. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.